Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Coming to you live from my garden. So you're going to hear some birds chirping. You can smell the flowers blooming. There might be an airplane or two. And it's that time of year. It's spring. It's time to transition from winter and our winter skincare routine to spring, enlightening, brightening, and tightening. So what are the things that we need to do to transition away from that dull, dry winter skin? This is such an important time of year, and I love these little weeks that we have to transition in because we all need to get rid of the dullness, the dryness of the face, the skin, the body, the winter legs and winter feet. It's a real thing. We've had a pandemic and we're about to go maskless and hopefully about to have a sexy summer. So I want you guys to all look your best. In the winter, your skin is dull, drier. The humidity levels change. Your skin does not make quite as much oils. We need to switch to creams and thicker, richer moisturizers that are more emollient. And as we transition into spring, all of that luckily needs to lighten up. We're going to switch to more water-based serums and adding moisture, but in a water content way. And I think exfoliation is one of the most important things we can do to exfoliate the dull, dry layer of winter skin. I love to do a chemical peel about once every quarter. I'm doing a peel for myself, and that improves evenness, luminosity, and texture of the skin, as well as pore size and the surface imperfections of the stratum corneum. Remember, as we age, our skin does not turn over quite as quickly as it used to. When we are young, the skin exfoliates itself and turns over so rapidly that we get that glowy children's skin. And in order to have that as an adult, you need to use exfoliating ingredients. So I love an alpha hydroxy wash. I love a glycolic wash. I can't live without my glycolic cream cleanser twice a day, every day. And then it's a sugar, it's an acid, it eats up dead skin on the surface. You just don't get plugs of your pores, a lot less adult acne. So a glycolic wash is an excellent thing to adopt, as well as glycolic peel pads, which you can do once or twice a week at home, and these just gobble up the dead skin sitting on the surface and really improve superficial brightness. This is one of the ways we treat melasma, because you do need to take away those superficial layers. Number one, for your products to penetrate better. Number two, to remove those brown spots that are flaking up superficially. And number three, just to preventatively improve that melanin production. I think the other really important thing besides chemical exfoliation with glycolic acid would be chemical peels. You can do deeper strength peels in the office setting, as well as manual exfoliation with a perfecting polish, like my own perfecting polish is excellent. Any type of exfoliating scrub, but nothing too abrasive, like the apricot scrubs of the drugstore, are a little bit damaging to the stratum corneum, so we want to use gentle exfoliation. Dermaplaning is an excellent way to do that too, and it removes peach fuzz as well as superficial dull skin. You will never feel so glowy and shiny as just right when you finish your first dermaplaning. Such a great experience. If you haven't tried that, you definitely should book that and come on in. In addition to exfoliation, both chemical peels, as well as the products you can do at home, as well as scrubs, let's not forget turnover of the skin from topical retinol. Topical retinol is your friend. Starting at age 30 and beyond, you need to be on a Retin-A product every night at bedtime. You can start with once a week or twice a week, but gradually improve to every night at bedtime. This is one of the things that's going to thicken the dermal layers of your skin, improve fine lines and wrinkles, and prevent you from getting thinning and grandma skin. Love you, grandma. But this is the way nature works, that as we get older, our dermis will thin. And in order to prevent that, we want to have strategies for improving dermal thickness. That way the skin rests better and it doesn't look crepey. It doesn't have the textural changes that look a little bit older. We want thicker, padded skin. I love Retin-A, and if you're someone who's sensitive or rosacea redness prone, then Retin-A may not be right for you, but we have so many other products that can help you. I love a stem cell growth factor for my retinol-sensitive patients. Like my Transform growth factor is amazing, and I use that myself every day, twice a day. So think about products that also go get absorbed internally and exfoliate you by improving cell turnover and improving the superficial layer of the skin, like retinols. This is a time of year when you really should exfoliate your body too. All of us, we get little keratosis pilaris. Those are the blocked up hair glands on the back of the arms and back of the legs. Little bumps on the surface of the skin that look like chicken skin. We all hate it. And sometimes it contributes to ingrown hairs and irritations, especially when shaving. So if you have KP, your keratosis pilaris, it's a great time of year to exfoliate. So manual exfoliation is excellent using a scrub, wash, towel, any of those means. Also, a really great retinol body cream. My Supermodel Sculpt body cream is excellent for the body. We never take enough care of the body. It's a lot of work to be a woman and a person in this day and age that has to treat their hair, their face, their hands, their nails. It's a lot. So you barely ever get around to the legs and the body. So for me, I prioritize in this transition period improving the skin of my arms and legs. And the Supermodel Sculpt is an excellent way to do that. We also sometimes do peels and treatments on the body. If you have back knee, great time to clear up your back right now before we start wearing bathing suits and halter tops and things like that. One other thing that we need to be doing, besides exfoliating, besides improving cellular turnover, besides treating extremities and thickened bumpy skin, also a great time to fertilize the skin. So we want to provide the nutrients that are going to seed the garden for the next few months to be beautiful. That means vitamin A, that's retinol, vitamin C, which is like a really great boost for skin production, for collagen. Vitamin C is a collagen cofactor. Without your vitamin C, you cannot make beautiful collagen. And with vitamin C, you're definitely going to have collagen that makes your skin brighter, tighter, lighter, smoother. And we will use that in the morning for brightening and in the evenings for collagen production and aging, anti-aging. So twice a day, vitamin C is an excellent way to start fertilizing your skin. And I'm also a big fan of my stem cell growth factor, which improves with 504-based human-derived peptides and products that come from fibroblast stem cell growth medium. This product is virtually unmatched in aesthetics. You can't really find products of this quality. And to use it so simply twice a day, just to put on like a moisturizer, you're going to have so many benefits from that. So those are the things we should work on in this transition from dull winter skin to beautiful bright spring skin. Don't forget to switch to more serums. Your skin is drinking in the serums, and it's such a great way to brighten, lighten, and tighten. That's it for now, guys. Hope you have a lovely spring in your garden. Now is the time to plant the seeds to grow more collagen. Next time, we'll talk more about that with Sculptra and polylactic acid and all of the biostimulators. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. That's where you can find all of our amazing skincare and our website, which also has our skincare on the online shop. That's it for now, guys. Love you. Stay beautiful.